Okay, tonight I'd like to tell you a Vart on the Haggadah. It's a real good Vart, so make sure you have your pens and paper all ready. Just before that, I want to mention to you that last week, as you know, I wasn't here for the Mishmar, I was elsewhere. And I was driving back from the five towns, and I came to this neighborhood. It was about a quarter to 12, 10 to 12. And I was driving from the Belt, the streets are pretty much deserted. I came down 22nd Street, and as I come down the block, of course there's no parking, and suddenly I see a couple of dozen people just walking outside, two guys together, three together, holding svarim. I was just very moved. I'm not such an emotional guy, but late at night, coming from the five towns, I felt like crying. It felt very good to see the Eilim here. So even if you're too tired to learn, at least there's a benan l'chaveira, a schar in your coming. I'd like to share with you what I think is a very nice thought on the Haggadah, on a part of the Haggadah that doesn't have too many Divrei Torah. In the Haggadah, after the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav, and before Rav Gamliel Hayoymer, there are three brises, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Kiva, and I think Rabbi Eliezer, and they all say that in Mitzrayim was like the Makis of a finger, and in Yam Suf was a hand, so it was... For 10 there, it was 50 there. It was 40 there, it was 200. And 50, it was 250. So this is an arichus that we say in the Haggadah. And as I said, in most of the Oscar Haggadahs, there's not too much Divrei Torah on the bottom. So I'd like to share with you a thought, I think a very sadistic thought. There are a couple of questions. First of all, one question is why we're even saying this. Kriyas Yam Suf took place 7 days later. The Rambam's Lashon, in the beginning in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, is mitzvah saseh shel Torah l'saper b'nisim in the flies shenasal avisein b'mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asa b'nisim. The mitzvah to misaper what happened on the night of Tesvav Nisim, and this happened. It happened later, but more importantly, we know what's going on here. That Kriyas Yam Suf had so many more times miracles than Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is Yetzias Mitzrayim the Iker? Is Yetzias Mitzrayim? And later there was Kriyas Yam Suf. Why would it be in Shemayim there would be such a thing that in Kriyas Yam Suf there are five times as many miracles as in Mitzrayim proper? In addition, we say that the Bizas Yam Suf, the money they collected after the Yam Suf, was so many times more than Bizas Mitzrayim. It also seems wrong. Bizas Mitzrayim was Daftochet Avram, and I would think Achri Ken Yetzu B'Chush Gadol, that should be the Iker money. So Yam Suf, we have bigger miracles and more money. Why is it that Yam Suf was so much more? One more question. And this night we're talking about the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It seems sort of inappropriate to say that if the Yetzias Mitzrayim were bigger miracles, I think of it like someone speaking in the Sheva Brachas. He gets up to talk about the Chassan. He says, the Chassan is wonderful, but you should see his friend. If this Chassan is a 10, his friend is a 50. If this Chassan is a 40, his friend is a 200. Like, it may be true, but why are you talking about it that way? You're sitting here the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, saying, Yetzias Mitzrayim was great. Well, you should have seen what happened in Yam Suf. It seems inappropriate. So I'd like to share with you, I think, is the aside in the whole thing of Kriyas Yam Suf. And it's the following. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they left because Avraham Avinu had been promised. It says in the Pasuk, when the Yetzias Mitzrayim begins, V'yishma l'kimis na'akosam, v'yishko l'kimis brisai, yis Avraham, yis Yisrach v'siyakev, Vayar lekimis bnei Yisrael, vayeda lekim. The pasuk says the Feirish, Yetzias Mitzrayim was in the schus of the avos. What about the money? Shaloyomer, I said tzaddik. It was in the schus of Avraham Avinu. God gave His word. They'll go out of Mitzrayim. They'll go out with money. They're going out with money. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they really weren't sure if they're leaving with an avas Hashem to them. Or they're going out because God had to keep His word. Maybe God is disappointed with them. Sharei Tumah. And, you have to do it. You promised. You have to pay. So you're paying. You know, you hire a worker, you promise him money. He doesn't do a good job, but you know, you promised him, so you give him the money. You give him the money, you know, you don't love the guy, but when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it was with an emuna betochin. God told Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, he keeps his word, and they left. But whether there was an avas Hashem or a hiskashus of the Rabbeinu Shalom, they didn't know. And that's when they came to Yamsuf, they didn't know if they were all going to die. Had they felt the avas Hashem by Yitzias Mitzrayim, they wouldn't have been mesupik. But by Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was a big suffix to Klal Yisrael. Is this HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ava and his kesher to us? Was he really disappointed in us? But you got to keep your word, you keep your word. You know, you see someone give someone else $1,000. You must love him. Maybe he loves him. Maybe he borrowed it from him last week, so he has to pay it back. Then it doesn't mean he loves him. So it came to Kriyas Yamsuf. Now the Klal Gadol in Ava is that if you want to show someone Ava, it's by doing things you don't have to do. By doing something extra. It's a Klal Gadol that when you do what you have to do, it doesn't show any Ava. You stop at a red light, it doesn't mean you like the mayor, it doesn't mean you like the policeman. You have to stop at a red light, you stop at a red light. It doesn't show anything. If there's somebody trying to cross in the middle of the street, you stop and let him cross, that shows an Ava Sabriyas. You don't have to. That shows an Ava. At Kriyas Yamsuf, the Rabbeinu Shalom showed an Ava to Klal Yisrael. He showered them with Taiv that they were already Yatsu B'Chush Gadol. They ran out with Chush Gadol. The Rabbeinu Shalom showered Klal Yisrael with extraordinary miracles, more miracles even than Mitzrayim, and more Kesef even than Mitzrayim, and a bigger Bizas Yam than Mitzrayim. It's not just what happened at Yamsuf. It's a Megala on what happened on the 15th of Nisan. When we read at the night of the Seder, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did later, it's a Hizgalos, it's a Giloi on Yetzias Mitzrayim. That the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was a tremendous Ava for Klal Yisrael, with a tremendous Chiba to Klal Yisrael. Because we see that when Hashem did what he had to do, it didn't prove anything. But if afterwards he did so many times more, that shows that the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a sipur about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That also answers why the Sar Shal Yam said, Halalu Aydei Avayde Zara, Halalu Aydei Avayde Zara. So people always ask, so why in Mitzrayim? Why by Yetzias Mitzrayim didn't the frogs say, or the kingdom, why didn't they say, Halalu Aydei Avayde Zara? Because in Mitzrayim, it was Avtocha to Avraham Avinu, they're going to go out with Nisim and the flies. So it's nothing to do with their Eschusim. But by Yamsuf was the Eschusim. Since it was the Eschusim and Ava, Chiba, so the Sari Shayam says, what are you doing, Rabbi Nishalaylam? Ava, Chiba, the Yementer Shari Tuma. So that was the, and he happens to answer this question as well. In the Siddur, whenever we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we have a mitzvah twice a day to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, we follow it by talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. And you'll notice it in davening. We daven, but look what we say. Shachris. When do we do Yetzias Mitzrayim? By Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Yetzias Yischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Right? We say Yetzias Mitzrayim. What do we say afterwards in Ezra Saviseinu? We say Mitzrayim Galtanu, Mesavanu B'disanu, Kavchere Marach Lachisol Galta. And then we say V'yamsuf Pakata, V'seidu Tibate, V'yidim Avarta, we talk in Ezras about Yetzias Mitzrayim with Kriyas Yamsuf. Because again, it's the Kriyas Yamsuf that's Megala on the Ava and the Chiba of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's not just a coincidence. Because we do it by Shachris. And if you look at Mariv, we do it again. By Mariv, we say, and after that, we say Ve'amuna Kol Zayis, and we say again, Hamav Rebona Bin Gizri Yamsuf. It's right. Feyam V'Seneim V'Sam V'Stiba V'ro V'Ana Gvura Say Shubku V'Haydu L'Shmai. Again, we mention the Kriyas Yamsuf. One more thing is Meduyik with this aside. If at the Seder we mention Kriyas Yamsuf, why don't we mention Kriyas Yamsuf? In that whole section, it doesn't say once that the Yam split and Klal Yisrael walked through. It doesn't say that. All it says is the Mitzrayim Laku Esa Makos, Aliyam Laku Chamisha Makos. Mitzrayim Laku Arbaim, that's all it says. Because that's all it has to say. What happened at Yam Suf, we'll talk about it the seventh day of Pesach. Tonight, all we need to say is this idea. Now, whatever happened to Yetzias Mitzrayim, subsequently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there was no Avtocha Lo'avos, there's no remez in the Avtocha to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov about Kriyas Yam Suf. When that comes and that shows the Ava and the Chiba, that's the Megala back on Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's Megala, the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was done with a Chiba, with an Ava, with a tremendous Ava, and that's Megala on the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim. I think it's a beautiful part, no? Yeah? I think it's a very beautiful Machshava. And it sort of opens up to us this whole section in the Haggadah, which I have to tell you, Agav, if you look in the Kadmoinim, it's not there. It goes from the Tzach Vadash Ba'achav straight to the Kol Shloim Shloshe Dvarim Halol. And it was added at some point, but whenever it was added, we assume it was added by good people. And I think it was added to show this Nakuda, that everything till here was with an Ava, a Chiba, and Klai Yisrael themselves didn't realize it until the time of Kriyas Yam Suf. To everybody, Yitzhak Hashem, next week is still the Zman. We'll have Ben Hazman and Mal Chalamayim, Yitzhak Hashem. Okay.